Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Did you know the rule? Were you aware of the rule?
Yeah, we knew the – well, yeah, I did know the rule. I didn't, you know, obviously see the play or see what they called. I still really haven't seen the replay. But, you know, it really shouldn't have come down to that. We had plenty other opportunities in the game to score points and really widen the gap that we had on them at halftime. And we sputtered in the third quarter and fought back in the fourth quarter and had some chances at the end. But, you know, got the ball to start overtime. So there's nobody to blame but ourselves. And it's a frustrating day. It's a frustrating day losing, but hopefully we can learn from it and be a lot better this week.
Can you put your finger on what exactly went wrong? I mean, I know it's more specific than we didn't make enough plays, but the third quarter was did not look like Patriot football.
No, it didn't. I mean, there's not really one thing. It's just a lack of overall execution in the run game, the pass game, and you know, you can't go through quarters and do that. You have to be consistent, and we have to play consistently throughout the game. Because if you have quarters where you don't really produce anything on offense, you really leave the defense out to dry. And with the three and outs that we had, and certainly the interception return for a touchdown, and the three and out following that, and the three and out following that, it's you know, you really need to be perfect after that. And you know, we were trying. We just didn't, you know, make enough plays to, you know, overcome what our difficulties were there in the third quarter.
You targeted Gronk 17 times, Tom. He made 8 catches. Was the plan going in to look for him that often, or is it just the way the game unfolded?
It's the way the game unfolded. I mean, I don't think you ever go in thinking you're targeting someone that often. You know, he had a lot of chances, and, you know, he played his butt off. You know, being that it was his first game back, it was pretty you know, for him to go out there and have the effort that he did, and was pretty, you know, just a really credit to him and all the work that he's put in over the course of the whole rehab. But, you know, the rest of the offense, you know, those guys played hard and the line blocked hard. We, you know, we were efficient in the running game for the most part. You know, we just didn't really do enough again in the pass game to make enough plays where we could score points. And it's all about scoring points, and there's a lot of ways to get it done. There's a lot of ways to score points, but you know, we're not overcoming, you know, the negative plays that we're making, and you know, putting ourselves in too many third and longs, and obviously not doing anything on third down is forcing us to be off the field and not really able to establish a balance, you know, in the run game and the pass game. So you know, we got to be better on third down. We got to be able to complete passes on third down. And you know, that's the name of the game. It's a time of possession. I mean, the time of possession was out of control yesterday. I mean, 23 minutes to 46 minutes is, you know, you're going to have a hard time winning.
You know, we're used to you, Tom, putting up these, you know, these huge numbers since 07, really, particularly. You look at it today, you're 26th in passer rating. You're 29th, I think, in completion percentage, second to last in yards per attempt. I guess I would just ask, you know, why?
Well, we're not executing, so it's, you know, they all come back to the same thing. It's not like there's, you know, all those are really a reflection of, you know, our passing game and you know, our struggles thus far. So, you know, it's just something that we have to work on and see if we can improve over the second half of the season. It's not going to magically go away. I mean, we got to do a lot better job, you know, completing passes. So that's, If you complete them, then, you know, all those numbers get better and improve, and, you know, we're not doing what we're capable of.
Hey, Tom, by definition, NFL quarterbacks are required. They're, in fact, expected to provide leadership. And I think most of us understand what form that leadership takes, whether it's on the field or in the huddle or on the sideline. I'm wondering what form in your mind must leadership take on a Monday in the facility after a Sunday loss?
Well, everyone's frustrated. It's the worst day of, you know, the week, obviously, when you lose like that, and then you gotta think about it all night, and then you think about it on the flight home, you think about it all night, and then you wake up in the morning feeling crappy, and you go into work, and now you gotta try to nitpick all the things that went wrong, mm-hmm. which makes you feel even more crappy. You know, and then after that, you put it behind you, and you start moving forward. But you know, you try to learn. You try to learn from the positive. You try to learn from the negatives. You know, it's not all bad. It's certainly not good. But you know, we got to at some point get, you know, start doing the things that we do well more often, and the things that we're not doing well, you know, we got to put behind us. And some things that we feel like are good, we're just not executing well. We got to make improvements from. So it's an all-around effort. You know, it's the entire offense, and you know, our struggles. We've been struggling since really the first game of the year, and haven't found ways to kind of stem the tide of that. We've been very inconsistent. Sometimes we do really well, like we did, you know, the last couple games. We started off really strong, and we just you know, haven't been able to sustain it. So hopefully we can find ways to be more consistent as the season goes. And you know, it starts in practice, and being more consistent in practice, and there's more urgency. And as these games become fewer, as we get down here the stretch, you know, they all become bigger. So we're 5-2. I mean, we're in a decent position. Our whole season's ahead of us. And, you know, what our season, what we make of our season is still ahead of us. So, you know, we're in these games. We're in it till the end. We got chances to win them. It's not like, you know, we're getting blown out 40-0. You know, we have plenty of opportunities to win them. We just got to do it when the game's on the line. We got to do more to help our defense out. And, you know, it's easier said than done. We got to get to work, and we got to start doing a better job.
Tom, in your estimation, do you think it's possible that the repeated targets to Gronkowski might have set the stage for Antonio Allen's pick six? I guess I'm asking about predictability here.
No, I mean, that was the start of the third quarter. I mean, I shouldn't have thrown the ball. I mean, he was running a crossing route, and you know, he cut in front of the ball, and there wasn't much space to throw it, and I threw it anyway, and he made a good play. So, you know, it was one-on-one coverage, and, you know, I'm giving, you know, Gronk a chance, and I made a bad decision, and, you know, that's those plays, you know, you just can't make in an NFL game. So those are the plays that get you beat.
Hey, when the final drive stalled and Gronkowski had to kick the field goal to make it 27-24, it appeared that perhaps Gronk was open. You put the ball on target, but did he lose it in the sun? Were you aware of the sun at your background and Gronk looking into the sun?
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of sun there, and you know, just one of those things that happened. But, yeah, I mean, we have our chances certainly there in the final quarter. Our defense did a great job holding them to no points there a few times, and you know, limited to 3 points on another occasion where even when we were struggling, we still had the lead. And then we gave up the lead. Then we came back with the two field goals and a real clutch field goal by Steve at the end of the game to get into overtime. We win the coin flip, and, you know, we start to drive well, and then we sputter. That's just kind of the way it's been for us all season. We, you know, we do positive things, and then we don't do enough good things to overcome our inconsistencies. So, you know, like I said, there's nobody to blame but ourselves. And, you know, I give the Jets credit for playing a good defensive game. You know, and like I said, there's no lack of effort, but there's just really a lack of execution. And that's, you know, that's something that we have to figure out how to execute better, especially under pressure, and then go out there and do it.
You know, last year you guys had the best offense in the NFL, averaging almost 35 a game. And as you know, since 07, it's often been, if not the best, certainly among the best. When you have all these rookies, new guys on your offense, does it work in practice? I mean, are you lighting it up in practice and it just doesn't transfer on game day, or are you struggling to find it all week?
Well, it's, you know, practice is a very, you know, practice is hugely important for veterans and rookies. I mean, that's where you gain confidence in what you're doing out on the field. So, you know, sometimes we're executing well, and sometimes we're not. And, you know, we have confidence by the time we get to the game that we're doing all the things that we've been doing pretty well in practice. It's just when, you know, we go against a solid defense, our level of execution has to got to be heightened, and we got to make tough throws, make tough catches, and, you know, make good run after catches. And that's, you know, that's what offensive football is about. So it's not easy, and the teams that we're playing don't make it easy on us. We got to go out there and earn it, and sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, and you know, that really leads to the inconsistency. And you know, you come out of the game yesterday frustrated because we had a lot of opportunities to score points and we didn't score points.
Tom, how does it? Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I was just saying, how does it work with say this new rule? But for these rules, for instance, does somebody come in? An official comes in, talks to you guys. Are you then? Do you go? Do you study it? Do you try and remember each one? I mean, how does the process work? Like this one, for example.
Well, they go through rule changes. You know, the competition committee makes you know, these rule changes in the off season, and then we have you know, meetings about the different rule changes and so forth. And it's you know, you just try to play by the rules. So, like I said, I didn't see that last play. If that's the one, is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to say, a new rule comes that affects you. Say you so they have a meeting with you. You just basically stuff in your brain and remember as the season goes on. That's generally how it works.
Yeah, and then you practice
right.
those situations over the course of the year. So you know, you go through your you know field goal block. You go through your field goal. You go through all the offensive changes, and you know, you try to coach them in practice. And then you know, I don't think anyone was you know obviously no one's trying to break the rules. I mean, it's just I think it was just. You know, one of those plays that, you know, were just unfortunate to happen. And, you know, Chris has been playing his butt off all year. He's, you know, certainly he, you know, it never intended for something like that to happen. But, look, it shouldn't even have come down to that. We on offense should have scored a lot more points and played a lot better. And, it, you know, if we do that, it doesn't come down to a play like that.
I'm sure Bill endorses you telling everything you possibly can about your physical condition. What is the status of your right hand, Tom?
You know, I'm like everybody. There's just bumps and bruises, and, you know, it happens over the course of the football season. So, you know, we'll you know, just get treatment like always and, you know, be out there and try to be as, you know, and try to go out and execute as well as I can next week. So it's just part of football.
Hey, on a lighter note, in a former life, you were a baseball player, a catcher, if I recall correctly. And I'm wondering, even you with your, let's call it, average foot speed, would you have run down Prince Fielder before he got to the bag at third base like Saul Telamacchia did?
That was a great play. So, I mean, exciting for the Red Sox to, I can't run down many people, so.
Yeah, but this guy.
That's never been a strength. But, you know, it's exciting for the Red Sox. When's the first game?
Tonight, Wednesday.
Wednesday
night. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time around here. I wish we could have been a part of that excitement yesterday. But we have a lot of football left, and we have a lot of room for improvement. You know, and even with, you know, really the not really playing very well offensively over the course of 7 weeks, we're 5-2 and leading our division. So, you know, we can play a lot better, and I think we're hopeful that we can make the changes necessary and make the improvements necessary so that we can be more consistent on offense, so that we can, you know, be the type of offense that, you know, we think we can become. So, like I said, that comes down to hard work and commitment and getting the job done in practice and then ultimately transferring that into the game and going out and being able to make plays in the game.
Hey, Tom, we had Sam Burns on this morning at 7 o'clock, and he, you know, the Rick Riley story, and he talked about meeting you guys, and that must have been pretty cool for you guys as well. We've seen the video of the speech he gave you guys before the Atlanta game.
Yeah, that was great. Sam's, you know, a Foxborough resident and a big Patriot fan, so there was, you know, a really cool speech and a really nice young man, and you know, it was nice to meet him, and you know, Mr. Kraft is, you know, really taking a liking to him, and they're trying to raise a lot of money for Jerry research and, you know, see if they can help people in Sam's condition. So, you know, what a nice guy, and you know, he brought us a lot of luck in Atlanta, and hopefully he brings us a lot of luck here down the stretch.
Our Tom Brady question of the week, finally, brought to you by Crescent Credit Union, online at crescentcredit.org. And this has a bit of a personal touch to it, Tom. I don't know if your level of play, as it currently is suffering because of mechanical or physical or mental factors. But if indeed it is mechanical or physical, does that mean you miss the input and the counsel of Tom Martinez?
Well, I miss him as a person, as a friend, you know, as a mentor, as a coach, as everything. Mm. You know, it's, you know, I'm working hard to be as consistent as I can be, and certainly things aren't perfect out there, and I got to, you know, do better. And I think when you're 5-2 and you struggle on offense, obviously I'm not doing a good enough job. So, you know, I'm gonna try to get it better. I'm going to try to go out there and play the best I can and work harder than I've worked all season to go out there and try to do that. And whatever extra I need to do, that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, nobody feels worse about the loss than me. And, you know, losing sucks, and especially to the Jets. So, you know, I'm going to go out there and try to have my best week this week.
Good luck, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road next Monday.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.